engaged in our mind, the wellness of your mind is the priority of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you can all tell by listening, we all need help. Heather Bachman is here. It's beyond Good Day, in fact. We have some stories later in the hour. We have the Boomer Broads here to certainly, I'm betting they'll want to talk about what happened in Colorado. So I will start with, before Jennifer and Heather get to their stories, sort of, this is not recriminative in any way. But I earlier this morning, Heather, before you got here, Heather and I were talking about the news media and its role. And I think that because this thing happened early Friday morning, Friday is usually a fairly busy news day, the cycle being what it is. And so the so-called news, and I had asked this question, it seemed to me, last week about truth versus facts. And because we are on many news talk radio stations, not exclusively, we're on some music stations as well, but a lot of issue-oriented sort of political talk radio stations, they choose to start their day with something a little lighter, thus the Good Day program, which doesn't aim to be political or necessarily heavily steeped in the issues, even though it's hard to do the Colorado thing and not get heavy. So I asked about fact versus truth. Your idea of the truth may be different than somebody else's idea of the truth, but facts cannot be disputed. Fact mm-hmm. is a fact.
Right.
And unfortunately, when things like this happen, the facts often get lost because many of the news people, first of all, a lot of the stations don't have the same number of news people that they used to. They use sources that are sometimes questionable or biased. You know, the old fair and balanced routine. Very difficult to get stuff out of there that is factual. Easy to get truth for some people's point of view. Same is true, by the way, for MSNBC. Fox and MSNBC, both horrible. Horrible. Just horrific when it comes to getting
reporting facts.
The real facts. Mm-hmm. So, as we think about the way this was discussed on a lot of stations on Friday and over the weekend, I'm thinking about, you know, what are on a lot of these stations. We do on Saturday Good Day program is a basic how-to show. And because of that, people think, oh, we're irrelevant. I think one would, I'm getting into sort of gray area here. You don't have to think anything you don't want to think. But in terms of this sort of thing, I have found, and I don't mean this to be anything other than the fact that it is, I steer away from this stuff the day because most of the, for the reason that I'm giving you, most of the facts are not in.
Right.
There's a lot of hyperbole, a lot of baloney, like that fool Brian Ross going on and saying this guy was a Tea Party member. That wasn't close to reality.
So people wait for the dust
right,
to settle.
Well, but the people went on the air. Yeah, see, we told you, these lefties, they're going. And the same thing happens on the left with, you know, this guy, well, that was from the left. But the people on the right, they go back and forth and waste a lot of time and energy not dealing with what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say this lovingly and advisingly for a guy who's been around for a while. Maybe people who are younger may presume that I'm trying to tell them what to do. I'm not presuming to tell you what to do, but I am suggesting, and by the way, I have fun with facts myself from time to time, not in a situation like this. I'll take something. As Richie says, I don't let facts get in the way of a good story. And I will sometimes change
on the lighter
stuff.
Side.
Yeah,
though,
exactly.
Lighter
right.
Note.
Just to sort of make a point or have a little fun. But in this circumstance, what came out was abysmal. And a lot of the people, especially on the television side, my God, this garbage that spews from them, these people that are supposed to be reporters, it's just filler. It's garbage. It really is. And people are affected. They think it's on television, therefore it is.
Right.
I am, therefore I am. And these people have these puffed up feelings of self-importance just because they happen to be in a medium where people see them or we are on the air. A lot of people listen to us. That gives you no more credibility or no less credibility than the person who's there or a participant in this. And until you talk to those people and get the facts from them, you don't know really what happened. You can speculate, postulate, and we have all of this gamma stuff because these people need to beat their gums as soon as something like this happens. Breaking news! And the only thing that's broken is the way we're reporting this stuff. It's completely broken. So, anyway.
I like that. It's breaking news.
You just have to
broken.
Be responsible with what you're consuming. I mean, it just comes down. We're not going to change the fact that the media is going to want to give us all this information, but.
No, but you need to have filters.
We have to be a smart consumer. Yeah.
Right. You don't have to if you don't want to. You can be an ignoramus if you think.
We should be a smart consumer.
Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm. The discussions, the main topics, the debates, gun control, violence and entertainment, relationship between mental illness and crime, talking about, that's why I asked you what I did, Heather, earlier, appropriate parenting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, let me step aside for a second. What you also found out over the weekend was that there were parents in this theater with kids that were babies.
Mm-hmm.
Babies! At a movie like this, babies in attendance at a midnight movie. Oh, my God. I don't know. I just, it so bothers me these sorts of things go on. And I don't, you know, and then listening to some of these fools on either side talking about stuff they haven't got a clue about. I'm foolish about some stuff, but that's why you will not hear me. I will not. Engage. Jennifer and I talked about it Friday morning. I said, I'm not going to do this. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, what are you going to gain from repeating what everybody else has repeated 100 times already? And then you wait for the dust to settle, and then there's something to talk about. Anyway, so that's what's on my mind. Heather, what's on your mind?
Working 9 to 5.
All right.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not singing about it. Jennifer, what are you on track to do?
To tell you about a Tony Robbins event that went terribly wrong.
Right, he burned his feet?
Over
what
the
happened?
Weekend. I don't know. I'll tell you in a little
you
bit.
You don't know?
I'll tell you in a minute.
All right. No, well, a few minutes.
It's called a tease. I learned about it in radio school.
Did you really? Perfect.
Yeah.
Radio 101. Heather and Jennifer tell their stories, and the Boomer Brides will join us here in this hour of Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
Working
So Heather and Jennifer, Heather goes first, H-I-J, so she's first alphabetically. Are we singing or what are we doing here?
Well, no, I was reading. There's payscale.com. It's an online salary database.
Why would you be there?
Why would I be there? Yeah. I'm all over the place, Doug.
Really?
It's just
she's
nutty. Everywhere. It is just crazy. Unstoppable. I'm everywhere.
Let me see.
I was reading this article that they have on the top careers for working moms, which I thought was quite interesting because they were trying to look at a lot of different factors that working mothers may have, such as having flexibility with their time if, you know, if the kids need to be picked up for soccer practice or for a dentist appointment or something, et cetera.
You say soccer practice or soccer practice?
That would be soccer, but I don't know. I mean, lollipops are popular, too.
Mm.
Or there are things such as, you know, being able to have the ability to work from home. So what they came up with was their top list, at the very top of it, is dental hygienist, which is bringing in a medium annual pay of a little over $67,000. I had no idea. they were up that high. And with being a dental hygienist, you can often just have part-time hours, and it is a very well-paying job. And also, your kids are going to have some pretty great smiles, I would have to imagine, if you're working in that field. Acupuncturist is next, and that is just under 59,900 is what you're bringing in. So just under 60,000 a year to be an acupuncturist. And they're saying that with women being very nurturing usually, that that's something they may tend to lean more towards. Plus, it's something you can do independently and have your own schedule. Market research analyst comes in after that, 59,500. And that's something that you can also probably do a lot from home. So it gives a little flexibility being a mom. Sonographer, not stenographer, but sonographer, ultrasound, that comes in after it at $58,000 a year is what they're bringing in. It's a very popular career.
On average. These are average
prices. Yes, this is the medium. And actually can go upwards because, you know, when you think of a sonographer, you think of like, oh, baby pictures and whatever. And it's not just that. There's a lot of ways you can go with it, such as cardiology and the vascular system and whatnot.
Yeah, it's ultrasound.
In general.
Yeah, Dr. Ken has one in his office. They do your neck and they do the arteries.
Oh, there's so many ways to go with it.
Yeah.
And so the salaries can go upwards much, much higher than that. After that, developer, blah, 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 blah. I got a little duck disease, at 55. Pilates instructor, 53. Fitness trainer, 43. An elementary school teacher, unfortunately, I think, coming in at 40,000.
That's so an average of first year.
Yes, exactly. Jobs, entering into it, what the median pay is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, physician's assistant.
A PA, okay.
You got that on the list?
No, but if this physician's assistant, I mean, that's a lot more schooling. These are also things that you can probably get your education, get, you know, the training within a year or 2 year plan for most of the things on here.
Physicians go to school, normally it's 8 years. Physician's assistants, I'm told.
It's less.
It's a little bit less. It's
years.
Not 2 to 3. Well, it's
more than nursing school, less than
doctor.
Yeah. I almost became a PA, actually. I like
really?
That. Yep.
The idea today, because of the state of government involvement, doctors, for example, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical advisor, he has his own clinic. And instead of hiring other doctors, he's hiring physician's assistants because that's all government reimbursement will pay for. So they've encouraged people to become less trained. Now, I mean, there's two sides to this sword. One of them, my only experience with a PA was last year when I had an examination of a precancerous thing on my cheek, and the physician's assistant was the person who handled the case. I thought she was knowledgeable. She was very bright, very interested, and she explained what it was like for her to have gone. She wanted to be in dermatology, so she went to school and she trained to be a, she didn't want to be a doctor. She wanted to be a doctor's assistant. What they get paid. I saw the doctor for maybe 40 seconds.
Right.
And the other four visits were with her.
Right.
The PAs are good.
With the PA. Yeah, she was very good. And so those who, but that's what the other side of it is. It may be, you got to get something for the other 4 years of school. Are you willing to trade that for a service of less cost? If you're keeping up with your own health and well-being, it's probably okay. If you're not, maybe not so good. But it's the way it's going, the trend. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
As we are on Beyond Good Day time at 24 past the hour, Jennifer has obviously something hot to relay to us. You good, huh, Jennifer?
I don't know why this story just mildly amuses me just a little bit. But apparently over the weekend, fire officials said that 21 people at an event hosted by motivational speaker Tony Robbins suffered burns while walking across hot coals.
What happened?
Three of them actually had to go to the hospital. So what happened?
Three of his toes?
Yeah, three of the injured, of the 21 actually had to go to the hospital. Yeah. This was at the San Jose Convention Center, and it was an event called Unleash the Power Within with Tony Robbins. And apparently walking across hot coals on lanes measuring about 10 feet long is what he wants you to do to make you feel like you can accomplish
Haven't
anything.
Haven't you ever seen any of the video or had the stories of him, if you can get beyond the glare of his teeth.
His teeth, exactly.
And
his
get
tan.
To the...
tan.
Right. And understand that it's all about money. He has actually accomplished some interesting things and gotten people who were afraid. This is all about fear-based thinking.
Right.
And fixing that.
Well, these coals were heated to 1,200 to 2,000. I'm all about mind over matter. Unless you're asking me to walk across 2,000 degree
coals for 10 feet. How has he done this before?
I don't know. But 21 people had burned. So obviously this, I don't know why this was different than usual. But they had an open burn permit, so no one's in legal trouble. But these people became overwhelmed by flames, and these screams of agony started filling up the convention center. Sounded like people were being tortured, and all of a sudden, three ambulances show up. There are 10 to 15 people on the ground being treated by paramedics and people being wheeled away on stretchers. I guess it was chaos.
I wonder if it was stinky, too.
Oh, God. Oh, you know how it smells when your skin burns? Yeah.
And feet?
Ew. Oh. My feet when you take your shoes and socks off.
And burning feet, though.
I feel sorry for these people, but it also makes me think, I mean, I don't know.
Would you do it, Jen?
No way.
No?
No way. Why would I ruin perfectly good feet so that I could impress Tony Robbins? No way.
Well, the idea is to help yourself.
It doesn't help me to think I can walk over coals. I think that, you know,
it's symbolic. If you walk over coals, what other obstacles in your life can you overcome?
Right.
That's the whole idea behind the exercise.
Hopefully two casts on each foot. Yeah. That's your next obstacle after you do this.
There is something to be said for a mind. We all know, or whether we know or not, or acknowledge that there is a mind-body connection. So,
understood.
In this circumstance, this is a more direct correlation of it, a more direct demonstration of it. Is it appropriate, proper? Does it make any sense to do this, as Jennifer is suggesting? Are there other ways? Maybe there are people who do the same sort of thing by they slit their fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And that cutting the fingers and they bleed a little bit and they put them.
Also, something I feel is totally ridiculous.
Well, what is that? And, I mean,
there are people who cut, it's an Indian tradition, but anything else. You cut across your palm, and then the brother that you want to, you put your palms together and you become blood brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. that gets done, and it's supposed
you
to make you
power. You also get to share diseases, which is exciting, too.
And then there's the old business about your hair. There are a lot of people who think that there is strength
in your hair.
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Thus, going back to, who is the, not Simon, not Simon, Samson. I was going to say Simon and Delilah. I don't think so, unless that's a new nighttime show. Simon yeah. Cowell's going to go on with Delilah and make a nighttime show. Yeah, Samson, who had the long hair, got his strength from his long hair. That was something that traditionally has been a story. I don't know how it relates to women, and that's what I was supposed to be the weaker sex. They have traditionally longer hair. Men have shorter hair.
Yeah. Have you ever walked across flames, though, Dougie?
I have walked across my hot driveway.
And that hurts.
That was pretty close.
In the summertime. That's
and after
pretty...
you did, did you feel like you could overcome anything?
I felt like I wanted to jump in the pool and cool off my feet. That's what I felt
but
like.
But if you were like at a motivational type celebrational thing and yeah. everybody's doing it and it's pumped up and the crowd's going, would you do it? Would you do it?
No, yeah. I would not.
It's kind of like jumping out of a plane. But there are times, for example, last week on the farm we were moving some cows. And there were a couple of them that were being obstinate, didn't want to get into the trailer to go to another pasture. So I had a long rope around this one particular cow. We have lead lines, and sometimes they lead better with that. And she was not for going anywhere. No way was she going to follow me. So she, I mean, I got dragged across the pavement of the driveway, and I wasn't going to let go. And I probably wouldn't have had my hand not slipped and the rope traveled with a cow. And I got this burn across three of my five fingers. And it still is there. And if you don't think that hurts when something like that happens, wow.
Rope burn. Ooh.
Oh, man, does that hurt. So something that...
I'm not fond of paper cuts either. I mean, we can really break it down there.
Really
but yeah.
All right, coming up, the Boomer Broad. Speaking of that, the... the fact that 10,000 plus baby boomers a day are turning 65 means exploding opportunity for home-based businesses when it comes to anti-aging products, much like the things coming from Youngevity, doctor-tested, doctor-recommended, great program for those people who have high blood pressure. This stuff will fix it. There are all kinds of, I mean, there are so many different products that they have. And if you're helping yourself, helping a member of your family, helping their friends with high blood pressure. This is pretty cool. You can sell them these various things that are proven, tested, and work. How about that for a small business? You want to find out about the opportunity? Call 855-309-TEAM or check out DougStephanTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Boomer Bros are here, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Anne Marie and Janet. They are, as you might imagine, well, I don't know. It depends on how well you know the Broads. They have interesting points of view on things. Good, Doug, try that again. Take two. True blue friends they are, and they have been together as friends for a long time, in business for a long time. They have... as you might, because they run a PR, big PR firm here in Boston, they have a different take on the Colorado shooting. What happens, I don't know if you ladies have been listening, the earlier take on this, I refuse to talk about this on Friday. And because both of you are former news people, news gatherers, news hounds, news reporters, Janet Moore on the sports side of things, but both of you understand the difference between the truth and facts. And unfortunately, you are seasoned, but you're too expensive, so guys like you get fired. And well, that's what happens. That's the reality of radio today and television. Who works cheap? The young people who are out of school, who don't really have a perspective on the world, they don't have experience, they don't really understand how to really gather news. They know that they were taught at journalism school, well, don't let your personal beliefs get in the way. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And so here we have all these people coming up with all kinds of BS on Friday in the first few hours of the piecing together of the story. And as usual, most of the information is wrong.
Well, is that why, if you don't mind my asking, I did not hear the broadcast on Friday, but why did you opt
because
not
of
to
that.
Deal with it?
Because most of what you hear, most of you can go back and review a lot of tapes, whether it's the Brian Ross, that ridiculous statement he made about the Tea Party, or any of the other things that have come out of the mouths of broadcasters, radio and or television, some of the stuff that appeared in print, just plain wrong. And people get themselves all worked up. They want to blame the Tea Party. They want to blame gun owners. They want to blame the left media. It's all nonsense. Mm-hmm. And it accomplishes nothing. I think there's a certain responsibility that I have. I'll stir things up if it's something fun or amusing or not harmful. But when it's hurtful and harmful, or the potential is there, I'm just not going. So a couple of the stations criticized me. Some callers are, why aren't you talking about it? And that's the reason I'm not talking about it. Or I've talked about it plenty today because we had some more real information, some real duh facts to talk about, and they put these things into perspective.
Well, let's talk for a moment about the way the movie makers handled things. Because this was supposed to be a big blockbuster weekend.
Did 160 mil. That's not bad. Didn't do 200, which is what they wanted.
Yeah.
But people did stay away from the theaters this weekend.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. But understandably so. I think there was a bit of, even though people, know in their heart of hearts that this could and probably was just one, you know, crazy guy.
Man, right.
It's just nerve-wracking, and people were nerve-wracked. And I think, though, that...
Well, but it's nerve-wracking because the media gives you information that 99 times out of 100 the news media is wrong at the beginning.
But our point really was more, okay, we're going to stay away from that part of it, although I'm a junkie. So I'm a news junkie, so I follow it all. I don't necessarily jump to conclusions, but I was pretty impressed with the way Warner Brothers and the other movie houses, movie makers, producers, handled things over the weekend for the first time in history.
How so?
Refusing to reveal numbers over the weekend. It just seemed
Why is
silly.
That good? Why do you think that's good?
Oh, because you don't want it to be mercenary. You have to take, it's like having a moment of silence. Basically, that's
So why didn't
they
just
did.
Shut the movie down and not play
they
it at all?
You know full well they couldn't do that. But you know what, Doug? They did some interesting things. First of all, they did what they had to do. They canceled premieres. They canceled one in Paris. They canceled one in Mexico. They canceled one in Japan. Couldn't possibly have had a star-studded red carpet scene after that. So that's the first thing. They canceled the trailer for the movie that showed gun scenes right off the bat. So that's been pulled.
It is horrifically violent movie.
It's a horribly violent movie.
Yes, right.
And I hear that they also had a trailer for an upcoming Warner Brothers film called Gangster Squad, which unbelievably in the trailer shows a gunman opening fire in a movie theater.
Great.
Yep, so that was immediately pulled. So, you know, and listen, in a perfect world, yes, we would say Warner Brothers just shut it down. But with that movie cost
shut them all down.
Right. $250 million that movie cost. And when you put marketing in, I think they're saying $400 million. They just couldn't do it. And, you know, interestingly enough, even though you're right, what it do, 160 versus 190?
Yeah.
160 is a lot of money. People are going to go see that movie. They're going to go see that movie, but I do think that Warner Brothers showed the appropriate amount of respect for the situation without taking that intense step of just shutting it down. Did you, Doug, do you think they should have shut it down entirely?
I don't know. I think they just and at least acknowledge. So you put on the theater screen what was playing there last week. I don't know. People could say, well, it doesn't make a difference one way or another. It does kind of, in a psychological way, tell people, all right, there's really something wrong here, and we can't just go on with business as usual.
But then you got to shut off. I mean, again, I am not a fan of blood in movies. That is not.
Well, I'm not a fan of censorship, but other than economic censorship. And if people would stop going to see these movies,
yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
It isn't going to happen because people glorify it. They love it. They wrap themselves around it. There's something about violence, and we're so hypocritical in our society. You know, we don't want people to drink raw milk because it'll hurt us. What do you think watching these movies does? And people, wow, these parents who brought the babies to the midnight showing of this movie, those are the people who should be carried away.
I agree. A six-month-old child in that movie at a midnight showing.
A 6-year-old child who then was killed.
I
don't get it all. But I don't get, I mean, but again, I don't get violent movies in general.
No.
And yet most of my staff will go and see that movie. They think it's fun entertainment. Hold on. Let's not talk about jumping to conclusions. We don't know yet what the motive was. I mean, we can surmise, but we don't really know. We haven't heard. Yeah,
take a long time to ferret that out of this guy.
You
can draw your conclusions, and whether they're right or wrong, here's what bothers me: the news media and its stranglehold on public opinion. Their cycles are short. We'll talk about this for 4 or 5 days, and then we'll stop. Until the next time, the same thing happens, and we'll have the same conversation over and over and over and over. The blame game, this is terrible. The NRA has too much influence in politics, and in political discussions.
I totally agree with that.
And I belong to the NRA. I'm not a hypocrite. I'll tell you that I say specifically my money, my dues money, is not to be used for any political payoffs, because that's what they are. You want my money? It's to further the educational side of learning how to use a gun and the responsible way of owning guns, which is what the message ought to be. But instead, they use all this money and they fool all these people, get all worked up. Oh, I got to have guns. You don't need guns like this guy had. And I want to know how the hell he got them in the first place.
He got them legally.
Yeah.
I have another question, and that is, and I, maybe this is a crazy, wacky thing to say, but why do these things keep happening in these, like, these...
Colorado.
In these quiet, you know...
Idaho.
Gambling kind of states.
Montana.
Yeah, why?
Yeah. Where? Why?
What's going on out there?
All the crazies are in New York. I don't know what they're...
Apparently not.
No, actually, did you hear what Michael Bloomberg said?
Yeah.
He talked about being poignant. Here is a guy who is always pretty much right on. You can say what you will about him wanting to control
the country. I love him.
A lot of common sense. I wish he were running for president. But he took both of them, Romney and Obama, over the coals, because they weren't doing anything other than basically kowtowing to the NRA. We don't want to lose any of those votes. They said nothing. Neither of them had anything to say that was of value to this debate, to this discussion. They were both vacant.
They were tip-top
on the issue. It's really, it's shocking.
Hey, what's more important, having a discussion of something like this or worrying about whether Mitt Romney's tax returns ought to be 2 or 3 years old? Give me a break.
I know. Right.
Good
right.
God.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Did you see Dateline last night, Chuck?
I did not, no.
No, because they recreated the purchasing of all of the weaponry.
Here's what I did see. When I turned on the television, it was about 9:15 when I got done with all my chores, and I sat down. Meredith had cooked some veggies from the garden, so we just sat down, and she had turned on the television, and what was on was that, unbelievably, where's Jennifer? Banal isn't even the right word for bachelorette.
The Bachelor finale, Dougie.
Listening to this stuff.
Come on.
I wanted to just throw up.
I am with you.
All right, so then I clicked over, and it was one station other than the Bachelorette and all that puke. Then there was the other puke was a rehash, as you just suggested, of all of the things that had happened to this point, with the same video that you've been seeing for 4 days over and over and over and over again. And there's really nothing new. A couple of people who were been in the theater got interviewed, and it was very important.
I think the interview things are okay. The rehashing of how he purchased the ammo, I mean, really? Really?
Well, that just teaches people how to do it.
Yeah.
That's all, right? Isn't that what it does?
Well, that's a good point, and that was a big fear, the whole
thing. I didn't know you could get that stuff on the Internet. Did any of you?
It's so scary. It's so scary to think that there are crazy people out there doing that.
Yeah. And it's particularly scary with the Olympics coming up in just a matter of, days, and you just think, good God, what, you kind of can't help but think, what's
that? Well, okay, but you know what? Universal thought being what it is, if you thought the other way around, we don't do that because the news media teaches us to think negatively or to think in terms of what if rather than what is. But there is power in positive. There's power in thought, no matter whether it's positive or negative. You reinforce those negative thoughts by giving them light and air, and it's almost like music. You're hearing these vibes come to you, and it feels like home. You're comfortably, discussing this horror. We've gotten numb to it. The games that these kids can play. What do you do as a parent about responsibly making sure your son or daughter isn't exposed to this stuff? Basically, it seems almost impossible because you can't be where your son or daughter is all the time playing, and who knows what the values are in that household about, having even weapons, never mind these games. What's the policy?
Well, and if a James Holmes can lurk, no signs, no mental illness, no history, no nothing. If he can lurk beneath the surface of craziness in society, it just makes you wonder how many more are out there.
Yeah. Well, the guy who was in uniform, the major down in Fort Collins.
Yeah.
There's a guy. same thing. How many other stories? In the last year, you can go to probably find four or five of these things in the last year or so.
Or Columbine. I mean, two little schoolboys, you know, cooking up a plot in the basement.
Yeah.
Really?
Fun? Not so much.
No,
not so much.
All right, ladies, stimulating.
Thanks, sir.
This is more stimulating talk radio. That's what they say on some of the stations that deem to be stimulating. All right, Janet and Anne Marie are the boomer broads. And we are here to acknowledge their thinking and yours as well. Good day, times 13 before the hour.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
With temperatures on the rise and road trips on the horizon, summer can be a challenging time to go green. But small changes to your daily routine can really add up. Here are a few ways to make a difference. Turn off appliances when they're not in use. Switch to energy-efficient light bulbs. Carpool more often. Use reusable grocery bags. Join the Heinz Join the Growing Movement campaign. To participate, visit your favorite restaurant serving Heinz ketchup. Scan the QR code on the back of the specially marked bottle. Pledge to make one small, environmentally responsible change to your daily routine. And share your pledge with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. For each pledge taken and shared, Heinz will help plant a tree. Up to 57,000 total. The Join the Growing Movement campaign is on all Heinz ketchup restaurant bottles made with plant bottle technology. The plant bottle packaging is made from up to 30% renewable material derived from sugarcane and is still 100% recyclable. For more, visit HeinzKetchup.com or the Heinz Ketchup Facebook page.
Pretty amazing stuff. Heather and Jennifer and I, let me just end on a good note here. Well, we had talked about before, video of the day, some wonderful video. I was watching it during the news at the bottom of the hour. Wonderful video, breathtakingly stunning video of this planet from 294 miles up the space station with the time-lapse photography. It's just stunning. And with that, also today, the news about the Mars rover. The robot that was designed in jet propulsion laboratories, it was an ugly being that was created there, but it can actually drill holes in rocks. And I believe it is going to touch down in about a week or so. I think it'll be August 1st.
Touch down on Mars?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it's so August. Cool. Let me just look here. August 5th.
We're going to drill Mars.
We're going to drill holes with this little rover about the size of a Mini Cooper. And it is there's a team of 350 scientists who have worked on this, the electronics, the way of getting it. You know, I mean, this is the formulatic equations that they figure out. How do you get it? You send it up into space. I mean, that's what boggles my mind. How do you send it up there?
Yeah,
and then it lands in just the right place. Hello, how do you do that? Anyway, so there is some good stuff going on this week, and I think that's one of the things to follow. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
A city that continues to grieve with so many questions that remain unanswered. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Dark skies and rain during the day gave way to clear skies last night in Aurora, Colorado, as a candlelight prayer vigil was held. It was at a movie theater in Aurora that a gunman shot and killed 12 people, wounding 58 others last Friday morning, just past midnight, at a showing of the new Batman movie. President Obama visited Aurora yesterday, saying he met with victims and their families as a father and a husband.
And I also had a chance to give folks some hugs and to shed some tears, but also to share some laughs as they remembered the wonderful lives that these men and women represented.
In the aftermath of the movie theater massacre, there are lingering questions as we learn more about the suspect, 24-year-old James Holmes, who is due in court today for his arraignment. On NBC's Meet the Press, former Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton talked about the suspect and whether police could have stopped him before the deadly rampage.
There was a phenomenal deterioration over the last several months in isolation, and unfortunately he was a significant loner. But could he have been detected and reported upon?
Bratton says that question will remain unanswered as well. As for moviegoers across the country who did see the new Batman film over the weekend, were there any second thoughts about going? Was there any fear in light of what happened in Aurora? These two Los Angeles area residents had this to say as they walked into a multiplex to see the movie.
It's a tragedy, but it's not something that happens every day. So, I mean, that's why I'm not scared. It's just a tragedy and sorry that it happened to Colorado.
I mean, it could happen anywhere, but I've heard that some places are taking the necessary steps to keep the people safe, so that helps.
There were communities across the country that did beef up security at all showings of the Batman movie over the weekend, and there were large crowds for this much-anticipated sequel. Warner Brothers, the studio behind The Dark Knight Rises, has chosen to postpone releasing box office totals for the movie's opening weekend out of respect for the victims of the Aurora tragedy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
It's a new week on Wall Street, the market trying to bounce back from what happened last Friday when the Dow fell 121 points, closing the week at 12,823. S&P was down 14, NASDAQ fell 41 points. Price is at the pump, let's check them out.
Go ahead, fill it up, please.
And we are still going up. The latest AAA National Gas Survey shows a gallon of regular now averaging $3.47, up 7.5 cents a gallon over the past week. A year ago, we were paying more, an average of about $3.70 a gallon, but gas prices usually go down this time of year rather than going up. Not a good sign. We will learn today what the NCAA will do about the Penn State football program. Meanwhile, that statue honoring former Penn State football coach, the late Joe Paterno, which stood in front of the football stadium, was taken down. Police and a construction crew arrived on campus shortly after dawn yesterday and removed the statue, putting it in storage. And finally, golf, one of the major championships, the Open, known as the Open Championship around the world. It was painful to watch at the end. Australian Adam Scott had a big lead going into the final round. He led by 4 shots with 4 holes to go, but then a colossal collapse. Scott bogeyed the final 4 holes and lost by a shot to Ernie Els. It was excruciating watching Adam Scott collapse, but he had the class and grace to say this about losing a major he should have won.
I've let a really great chance slip through my fingers today. But, you know, somehow I'll look back and take the positives from it, and I don't think I've ever played this well in a major championship.
Here's hoping Adam Scott rebounds the way young Rory McIlroy did last year. After blowing a chance to win the Masters, Rory roared back to win the U.S. Open. Redemption, that's what golf is all about. At least that's what I've been told. I'm still waiting to be redeemed. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.